Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Welcome back. I hope everybody survived Columbus Day. Was that not a great holiday? I hope everybody enjoyed it, celebrated it, and poked every progressive secularist out there that wants to change the name and take away. And I'm not a huge fan of holidays because it's promoting indolence, creating a tax on businesses, but I am definitely a bigger proponent in stopping the revisionist of our history. And so I'm hoping that everybody was out there flagrantly celebrating and, you know, waving signs and protesting to maintain the integrity of our history. But anyway, this show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org as well as Republic Review. This is the only show on air that does provide you with the only solution in saving our Constitution. If you cannot listen to this entire show today, this show is rebroadcasted on tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. It is also rebroadcasted Saturday at 11 a.m. and then Sunday at 9 p.m. So make sure you get your Reclaiming the Republic fix on. As you know, this is an educational show. Many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with our content, you need to listen to all of these shows to garner what Republic Review is and how we can reclaim the Republic. So don't forget, you can download these podcasts from reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will even say this, that this is not just a one-trick pony about Republic Review. We're working with the Constitution Club. I highly recommend you join. It doesn't cost anything. Just go online, constitutionclub.ning.com. They are going to be putting out efforts that will actually kind of complement what I'm trying to do regarding the it's not the repeal, it's the rescinding of the 17th Amendment. I've talked about this before. There is going to be a concerted effort starting in 2019 to literally rescind the 17th Amendment, as well as getting Congress and a big, huge ground effort to kind of leverage off of what's going on here in the state of Washington. We're taking this to several other states, Indiana, Illinois, and so forth, getting a lot of states that are being literally, ran down into the dirt and bankrupt, like Chicago and so forth, getting those states to create or sever themselves from those population centers and creating all new states. That way, those people who want to live under the ideals of taxing everybody, and if it moves, tax it again, then they can destroy their economy, they can destroy the quality of life for their citizens, but they cannot affect the good people in the rest of the state. So we're hoping to do this to at least 15 states. So there's a second effort. The Constitution Club will probably be integral in that as well. So that's why I would highly recommend you go and join the Constitution Club, and it's constitutionclub.ning.com. And so as I have said before, I do like to focus on the elections, because that's really why I'm still on the air here, just because these things are important. So today is Stevens County Day. So those of you who are commuting, and if you miss this show, you make sure you want to pick it up tomorrow. Make sure you tune in at 5 o'clock tomorrow as you're heading north in your commute. I will try to make sure at the end of this broadcast, I will remind you of that commute, so that way you can, you know, if you just heard the end of it and you did not hear this, the recommendations, then you can tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking about it as soon as possible. Hopefully before the break, I can get into this. And so with that, local announcements, I don't know what Rob is doing. I think it is still to be determined. I expect to see something from him probably today, But make sure you go to the Rob Chase's Republican Coffee Club, 7 in the morning at the Not Something Else Deli, 152 South Sherman, 7 in the morning. And the admission is $5. That gets you coffee and a pastry. So by all means, make sure you get there. And by the way, Rob needs your support. Northwest Grassroots Movie Night will be the 16th, as far as I know, and they're playing Trump at War. If you are not online with getting their emails, then you need to go to their YouTube channel or to their website and literally get them to put you on their emails, because I think at this point they're only using emails to inform people times, places, and all of that, because I really don't know where it's going to be this month, but I wish I did. Anyway, if you want to help the cause, joining the Constitution Club is a great way of helping, as well as sending me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I've talked about a lot of things, gone through the ratification debates, and covered lots of different issues on my national radio show. I don't have time to really cover the highlights because I want to get into the Stevens County election. So let me go just jump right into the assessor position. The assessor for Stevens County, there is John Olson and Rick Johnson. John Olson has actually reached out to me. We've talked. He absolutely understands Republic Review. He understands the constitutionality of, you know, what he's doing. He also understands the importance of getting local leaders, and he's working with me to try to help grow this in Stevens County. I've not heard. You know, I've met Rick Johnson, and I've given him my card. Not heard from him. Bottom line is, John Olson's a good guy. I actually hear that Rick Johnson's a good guy, but with John Olson's interest, because in all honesty, I didn't go to John. John came to me, and I'm going to tell you that anybody that is absolutely interested in saving our republic more than deserves, they need to be those who want to serve as public servants. John Olson has my endorsement and recommendation. I highly recommend you vote for a good man, John Olson, for the assessor. The auditor, now you got Lori Larson and Tim Gray. Now, this is actually opposing parties, because Lori is the Republican Party. She's the vice chair of the Stevens County Party Central Committee, and Tim Gray is a Democrat. He has been in control of the Stevens County elections for a long time. Getting Lori Larson into that position would be not only great, it would be critical, so that we can actually start comparing and contrasting what the heck's going on in the auditor's office between Stevens County and Spokane County. I've heard nothing from lots of really good people that there are shenanigans in the Spokane County auditor's office. All I know is that once we get Lori into this position, I truly believe we'll actually be able to understand what the algorithms are, and she'll be able to give us a lot more insights and far more transparency than what we're getting out of Spokane. And you've heard me talking to Aline a lot about this. So Lori Larson is who you want to vote for. Definitely endorsing Lori Larson. Now, for the clerk, I believe that there is only one person, Julie James, who is running. She's a Republican. And so what I'm going to say here is, anybody that is running unopposed, as far as I'm concerned, is not a good thing. So by all means, on any of these unopposed, write in yourself, or you can write in me, G.R. Mobley. And that's just due to the fact that the party really should be, actually, you know, both parties should be trying to throw up their best and their brightest for these positions. And not that Julie isn't, it's just that I do not like seeing unattested races and unattested access into a seat. So, and the reason being is I saw a lot of that in South Dakota, and I think it creates a level of arrogance and entitlement. And not that Julie is arrogant or entitled, I just think that, you know, we need to consider write-ins as well, because who knows, there may be somebody better. So again, you might be better. Write yourself in, or you can write me in. Either way, that's good. Now for commissioners, second district, It's Don DeShell, who is the Republican representative, and then there's Jeffrey, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's Charvet or Charvet. I know Don, and Don and I have talked, and Don is the better man of the two. Don hasn't reached out to me regarding Republic Review. I'd love it if he would. He has reached out to me to try to actually get informed and so forth, but we've just never been able to connect. So with that, I definitely support the Republican Don DeShill for the commissioner's seat. In addition, the coroner's office, which is a four-year term, Lori Sampson, who is the incumbent, she's doing great work. She's actually been calling out the sheriff's office for some shenanigans, and she definitely deserves to be the reelected person. I don't know who Brent Helley is, but I do know Lori Sampson has a huge amount of integrity and transparency and is putting information out that literally needs to get out there, especially when it comes to the sheriff, because there's a reason why the sheriff decided not to run for office again. He was literally facing Mike Berry, and he dropped out. He basically rescinded his filing and got his, I'll call him his protege, Brad Menke. So I'm on the sheriff's race now, and Brad Menke is his protege. If you want things to continue, and what I see is a hard break. And so I don't have time to really get into the issues on the sheriff's run. But I will say this, that I will give you the details when we come back after this break. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. So I am back, and I'm digging into the sheriff's shenanigans. As I understand it, and I will ask you to look into what Mike Berry is basically calling out. I would ask you to look at the investigation that the sheriff's office has placed upon Mike Berry, and it reeks like the deep state. It almost is the same thing that Obama did with the FBI on Trump when Trump was running for office. You've got to be kidding me. There's nothing good about that. Now, Brad may be a nice guy. But when you're a part of doing that type of behavior, I think you've compromised that nice guy bit. I think you've lost that, what do you want to call that? That ode of innocence. And so, anyway, there's no doubt in my mind, the best sheriff for Stevens County is Mike Berry. I've talked to him. He is a lover of the Constitution. Not really talked to Brad. Mike has actually reached out to me. We've not had him on the radio, but we have talked, and I believe he is an awesome, he's not even only qualified, he will be an awesome sheriff. He actually is working in the sheriff's office. And again, like I said, the fact that the sheriff's office even ran an investigation on his background to find something on him, they used taxpayer money to try to use that as a political weapon. You've got to be kidding me. It reeks of deep state, doesn't it, folks? Moving on, the Treasury position. There is Trina Cox and Leslie Valls. Now, they're both really busy, they're both Republicans. Leslie has reached out to me. She's talked, and I know Leslie. She is good. I don't know Trina. I have not reached out to her. She's not reached out to me, but don't know that she's not good, but I do know that Leslie Valls is good. She is the incumbent. She's done a great job. She's also a part of the Central Committee. Everybody I talk to that is serious about running for party, running for an office, I tell them that the first thing you need to do is you need to become a PCO. You need to be a part of the GOP Central Committee. Now, I don't know if Trina is. I've never seen her before. I go to the Central Committees every once in a while, and I'm telling you, I've actually gone to the Stevens County ones more than I have the Spokane County. I need to get back to the Spokane County, but it's just that I live that far away from Spokane, so forgive me. I've even been to the Ponderay Central Committee. So anyway, I think it's important that anybody goes to those central committees. Here's what's going on. You get to actually see and meet these people. Leslie Valls is an excellent treasurer. Don't understand what the pursuit is, but it's good that she has a challenger to keep her honest. But I will tell you that she is more than qualified. Vote for Leslie Valls. Prosecuting attorney, there is a 4-year term open for an unchallenged party, and it is the Republican Party, Tim Rasmussen. And so, again, this is an unchallenged position. So, my recommendation is write in yourself or write in me. I'm going to say that every time I see somebody unchallenged because I just. What else is going to happen? I mean, a write-in has never really worked, especially at this point in time, unless it's a huge mounted effort. It just sends a message that, hey, we realize that there's nobody running against you, and we think in election processes, it is always important to have somebody running against somebody to keep them honest. Now, I will tell you this. This is the last part of these unique local positions up there. I did reach out. I've talked to the district court judge and her challenger, Gina Twite and Rich, I'm sorry, Lek Radzimski. And I talked to both of them. I gave them my constitutional quiz. It's a very general quiz to find out if they recognize that the Constitution is very limited and defined in scope for the federal government, and they both recognize that the federal government is actually way outside of their bounds. And actually, they both did equally well, but I was really surprised that Gina and some of her positions in speaking on it was forthright on a lot of that stuff. I mean, I will tell you, either will be a great servant. I think Leck is a very good guy. He's got really good endorsements and recommendations. Mine is strictly based on the understanding of the Constitution. Not that he didn't know, but it's just that I believe Gina has had a little bit more experience and therefore she could answer the questions. I like them both. If I had to pick between one or the other, which I'm going to have to do, I'm probably going to vote for Gina, and just due to the fact that she just has that little better experience. I would like to see Leck become, and even though, I want to be clear here, the Constitution may seem kind of benign to these positions, but it's not. One of the biggest problems that we have is jurisdiction. There are strict violations that are occurring left and right by the SCOTUS and by the federal court systems pulling in things that are well outside the federal government's jurisdiction. The federal court system should never hear an issue of sexual orientation. It should never hear an issue over marriage, over abortion, or anything like that, because it is not enumerated within the Constitution. If you challenge me on this, then come with the academic evidence, and I will bury you with the ratification debates that clearly states, Madison said this as well as the rest of them, that the federal government is constrained by those enumerated powers. If it is not within the enumerated powers delegated to the federal government, then they cannot meddle with it. That's per George Nicholas's. On the state initiatives or the state measures, 1631, no. 1634, no. Now, I will tell you that you can, you know, vote yes. I think some people look at that as, yeah, kind of good. When they talk about taxation of certain items under human consumption, this is just another revenue grab. And so I do believe that they need to fix their spending instead of increasing taxation. Every government, every state government is spending way too much money. And we got to stop this entitlement state. Washington is a huge entitlement state. They need more money. Stop handing out needles and stop, you know, protecting and giving all of the benefits to those people living in the street in Seattle that are leaving hypodermic needles and making a mess. You've got to be kidding me. Stop spending money on that crap. If you need more money, it's about not spending the money that you shouldn't be spending on. 1639, now this is the initiative on firearms, an emphatic no. I don't think I need to tell you that we do not need the state to be violating the Constitution and creating any type of law that infringes on our rights to bear arms. That is a constitutional violation. And it's against the 14th Amendment, and I will tell you that it'll probably, if it gets passed, the state will lose a lot of money going through a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court will rule in favor of the opponents to this. So why even go there? Vote this down, save the state a lot of money. Now, there is another initiative. This initiative, 940, came out from the social justice warriors. I think Baldwin, the receiver for the Seahawks, and a lot of these people want to start changing how law enforcement are using deadly force. I honestly believe that this is literally just one of those things that they're trying to do in getting the state to try to control. And I'm telling you, being in the military, it's not the best thing to try to create some kinds of laws or what have you. It is one thing to improve training. It's another thing to improve, you know, situational awareness and that type of stuff when you are in, you know, in that environment and improving training. But no on this law. This law is not the law that was supposed to have been. This is really to appease the social justice warriors, the critics against this law, which was law enforcement, said, no, you need to fix these things. You need to fix these things. No on 940. So I'll go over them again. 1631, no. 1634, it's up to you. I say no. Initiative measure number 1639, I say no, and 940, no. So for me, it's real easy. It's just no down the board. If you don't have a good reason in voting against Democrats, I'll say it again, your taxes will go up, your productivity will go down, your quality of life will go down, the cost of goods and services will go up. And I am just telling you that all the communists that are on the ballot as Democrats is very scary. because they don't think they have to abide by the Constitution, and that's why they run rickshaw over it. The Democratic platform imbues the communist planks. I would ask you to really go look at that. You really need to get very, very attuned to that. I'm almost out of time, but when we come back, out of my last two segments, I will, you know, kind of cover the bigger state issues of as far as the senator, as well as the local legislative district or congressional district. I believe it's five. I forget what Kathy's CMR is, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about the CMR Lisa Brown race, as well as the Cantwell and Susan Hutchinson race. So please hang in there. And like I said, when we come back, I will be getting into these, and then I'm going to get into the Bolshevik Revolution and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton and Obama tour. They are mobilizing their base. Be aware, and again, we'll be right back after this. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so as I promised, I'm getting into the federal races. We have two in this area that are critical. One is the U.S. Senator race. And I want to point out in this whole debacle of the Democrats or the communists in the Senate getting triggered, where was Marie Cantwell? I am telling you that she was hiding. She was doing everything she could to try to not create the type of tone that would politically go against her. I will also tell you to look at her treasure trove of money that she has coming into the state, in contrast to Susan Hutchinson. Now, Susan Hutchinson definitely has a little more money than our last Republican challenger, who was adult. I mean, the guy was more of a Democrat. He was just a Democrat light. He wasn't a full-fledged communist, but he was definitely a progressive. And in this particular case, Marie Cantwell is a communist. She embraces the Democratic platform. If you want to challenge this, go online to the Democratic National Platform and look at their platform. It lines up with the Communist Manifesto planks. As a matter of fact, they have more crap on there than even Marx was willing to go for. And I want you to bear in mind that the Communist Manifesto, if you've never read it, please read the very end of it, because this is where Marx and Engels talks about the necessity of destroying the family, that basically men and women only become biological producers of future generations, that the state will step in, move those children into educational centers, and they all basically are raised and taught by the state. This is the epitome of Platonism, which is what Plato wrote about in his Republic. If you want to see things continually progress and the quality of the family deteriorate and get destroyed ultimately, continue to vote in Democrats. Democrats cannot give you any credible evidence of how they are supporting the family when everything that they support is to the demise of the family unit. What made America great was the family unit. So with that, I want you to, you know, be very clear here. You cannot vote for Marie Cantwell unless you are looking to destroy the family unit. So the relationship that you have may be challenged or maybe, you know, not as good as most when you, you know, hate your father or you blame your mother for everything. But at least you had parents who did try. When the state does it, it changes everything. And I am telling you that you wouldn't want to wish this upon yourself. Why would you inflict this on the future generations of America? That's the path we're going down, and that's exactly where they want to take us. Read Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village. By all means, she wants to destroy the family unit by injecting the state, and eventually the state will just do exactly what Russia had done and take those kids out of the home, because they'll realize that the only way they can effectively do everything that they want to do is getting the children away from these parents who actually love them and want to see them understand what's going on in this world. And by that point in time, that will be considered religious dogma it'll be called evil when it's actually good, because we're living in a time when good is evil and evil is good. On the congressional district, I literally went through Lisa Brown's issues and her platform on her website. She believes the government should be in control of everything except for you getting high. She's okay with the state having, you know, the abilities to make sure that you can get high and not care about anything. But everything else, the federal government needs to control. She is literally a communist. The evidence has already come out. Some of my friends call her Sandinista Lisa, because she was a huge supporter of the Sandinista movement, which was a communist guerrilla movement down in Central America. With that, there's just no doubt, regardless of anybody's criticism of CMR, CMR is a Girl Scout. CMR is a stellar person of, you know, of high, what do you want to call it, high credentials compared to Lisa Brown. Lisa Brown is not a nice person, and she is a communist just like Marie Cantwell, and they're all working together to destroy America, our Constitution, our families, and so forth. So if that's what you want, then okay, you know, you're going to be responsible for destroying America. But I will tell you this, that if we have any fighting hope, it will be to try to maintain the Republican Party in these positions while we move forward in auditing the Constitution and taking back the Constitution from the federal government. Now, let me get into this Hillary Clinton and her predator bill going on the speaking tour. And, you know, if you haven't heard, she came out, I think, yesterday or the day before. The Democrats can no longer be civil. And as a matter of fact, when have the communists, let me ask you this, when have the communists ever been civil? What she and other leaders or spokespersons in the communist apparatus known as the Democratic Party are calling for is literally a Bolshevik revolution. In essence, the left have been preparing for a Bolshevik revolution for a long time. Did you know this? Did you know that they have been preparing for this revolution? I've been telling you about it. So who were the Bolsheviks? If you understand this in context, you will get this very quickly. They were Lenin's useful idiots. So let me ask you, who are the Bolsheviks today? Do you know? If you've listened to this show, it should have just already leaped off your lips and you should have been able to say, oh, it's our kids. Our kids are the useful idiots. Yeah, and you have to actually say that. Your kids, our kids, are the useful idiots because they're being taught lies and propaganda in the national educational or indoctrination centers. You know, college for everybody sounds good, but what happens is when everybody has a college degree, what is the value of that degree? I'll give you an economic value here. If everybody is growing tomatoes and selling tomatoes down at the market, what is the cost of tomatoes at that point when everybody's selling tomatoes in every little corner at the farmer's market and at the grocery store? And the only thing you can buy are tomatoes. Well, then tomatoes price just plummets because everybody's competing and trying to differentiate. And bottom line, you destroy the value of the tomato. It's the same thing with education. If everybody goes and gets a degree, now all degrees aren't equal, I get it, just like all tomatoes aren't equal. But when everybody has a degree, then all of a sudden the degrees become worthless. What people have to do is they have to develop themselves with skills, they have to develop themselves with talent. It is not just about a degree. We have seen far more people successfully move through life in literally becoming innovators like Jobs, like Gates, and so forth. Now, these people are very evil. Jobs may be dead, but he was still evil. He was a part of the globalist movement, just like Gates, just like Allen, just like the rest of the elitists. There's a huge movement where there's billionaires, five billionaires that they talked about yesterday that are trying to underwrite this blue wave in addition to the billions being spent by Soros. They want to take this country back to control it. That's what they get when they have the Communist Party in control. Lenin leveraged heavily upon what he called his useful idiots. Today we have millions of useful idiots, like I said, that are being indoctrinated to participate in this Bolshevik revolution. I'm telling you, these kids are foaming at the mouth, getting ready to be able to enter into the election process and vote away our liberties. And you're going to see things coming on the ballot. You go, there's no way that'll pass. And you will absolutely be blown away that your kids will literally vote away the Second Amendment rights and all of our inalienable rights. Because the idiots are learning this on a daily basis and it's interwoven within the current curriculum. I cannot assert that this is only happening in public schools because I know personally it's not. I have personally witnessed that this is also happening in the curriculum in private schools as well as religious schools. Yeah, your kid in a religious school may be saying prayer, but they're receiving the exact same curriculum that supports the state, that supports welfare from the state. Since the late 1880s, the communists have been revising our curriculum to teach principles of godlessness and communism. You've actually heard this in an interview with me and G. Edward Griffin, and you've actually heard me talk about this over the air, and other people talk about how when we graduated from high school way back in the 40s and the 70s and so forth, we walked out with the mind model of collectivism and were literally communists in a paradigm. It has only gotten worse since then. So what Hagtop Hillary is saying, and I want to get into these quotes, and I call Hillary Hagtop Hillary. If you don't know, there's some really good memes out there that kind of point that out. But anyway, I don't have time. I'm really heading into a hard break. So as soon as we come back, I will get into what she was literally saying and what she's literally calling for. And I want to expose this because when I tell you this, you're going to hear this and go, huh? And I'm going to connect the dots for you. So when we come back, please stay tuned, and I will be connecting the dots on this this calling for the Bolshevik Revolution. So again, please stay tuned. I'll be right back. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back, and now I get to cite Hagtop Hillary in some of her very specific comments that I need to put into context for you. You need to really understand what she is saying and what she's calling for. And so as we kind of look at this, Hillary the other day literally said, quote, "You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for and what you care about." Quote again, "That's why I believe," this is Hillary talking, "that's why I believe if we're fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength." You can just hear the disdain in her voice and having to deal with Republicans. And I will tell you, let me ask you this first, though. I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that she's talked about destroying and so forth. But what doctrine does this sound like? Doesn't this sound like some kind of doctrine that, you know, we have to use force? Does this sound like the doctrine of liberty, that we allow you to have an alternate position, or that we allow you to have, you know, your own, you know, views that we'll agree to disagree? I have told you for years that is a facade. They never mean that they will agree to disagree with you. They will go back and figure out how to destroy you, how to out you, and literally burn you with scorched earth, and then they take control. That is how they work. This sounds like a doctrine of subjugation. They are out to take control and enslave. That is what they're all about, and she's actually saying that. When you start looking, you know, what the context of what she's saying, it even jumps out. You don't have to even look in between the lines. She is literally saying this. And so the better thing I want you to think about is, how is it that Republicans are good patriots, are out to destroy what they stand for and what they care about? I want to read that again. You can't be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for or what you care about. How? What is it that we're trying to destroy? What? Well, let me put it in context for you. Something to think about. In the 1950s, the secular, progressive, godless, communist Democrats injected into our school system sex education. They did this to reduce teenage pregnancy. That was their whole justifying, you know, effort. The reason they're doing this is because we can't have all this teenage pregnancy. What ended up happening was teenage pregnancy rose. Did they say, hey, let's undo this sex ed thing because it's lowering our morals and it's actually, you know, reversing what we were trying to stop? No, they did not want to undo anything. That's ground and real estate that they've taken, and they moved forward and they moved forward. And look at what they've injected into sex education today. They are now making sure there's laws in many states that by fourth grade, your kid has to self-identify whether they're homosexual, transgender, or what have you. And then the school system will tattoo them in their record books and protect them from their parents. They've already taken away your rights as parents. I'm telling you this. And if you want to get into this in more detail, I'll have Matt Hawkins on, because what he told me a long time ago blew me away. Then let's talk about some other things that they did. Then after they injected sex education, they started removing the Bible and any mention of Christ in the textbooks in the school system. They also removed prayer. Our nation became even more immoral and depraved. Did at this point, when looking at the empirical evidence, say, hey, this is debasing our society. We need to restore these things. No, of course not. They're not about trying to make things better. They are deliberately trying to debase us, trying to get your kids addicted and enabled into believing that, you know, at any point in time and at any age, sex is what you need to be enjoying. They began instituting programs later on. Right after these changes to the education system with prayer and the Bible, they began instituting programs that actually rewarded bad behavior and destroyed the traditional family unit through the welfare entitlement system by giving more money to fatherless homes. What? What this created was crime and a huge rise in juvenile delinquency. Did at that point, did the secular progressive state that, hey, this is really bad, we need to reverse these programs? No. Once they've taken the ground, it is never on the table for taking it back. When they talk about we're going to destroy, I'm having a real hard time understanding what we're out to destroy when we're just trying to restore the traditional family that built America. I'm having a hard time understanding what we're out to destroy when we're trying to resurrect and restore morality and virtue to America. Does Hagtop Hillary really think that we will no longer be allow them to be godless and immoral wretches that they want to be? That they can go off and alter their, you know, based on their whims and fantasies, be able to change their gender? What we're dealing with, my friends, and I want you to look this word up, what we are dealing with are the misandrists and perverts who are trying to literally take control. They're trying to control our thoughts and our speech and every facet of our lives. And they're trying to actually institute speech police and police for thinking and ideas. Remember, I read Madison's essay on property. And Madison clearly identified ideas are the most essential and sacred property that we must protect. They're even having policing of how we refer to gender. In Oregon, there was a woman that got sued for $60,000 because she called a transgender by her gender instead of them or they or what. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. Really? What are we out to destroy? What they are out to destroy is what made America great. I have told you, they never embrace the idea that we have to agree to disagree. They have been literally using that as a fulcrum so that they can leverage us into a position to destroy us. They are committed to destroying you, and that they're committed. I want to be very clear, and I want to say this without having to clear my throat. They are committed to destroying you, and that the ends justifies the means. In other words, whatever it is that they have to do to get there to a point where they can control every facet and put us into global slavery, it doesn't matter. If you have to die, then you have to die. I would invite you to go look up the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones are considered the American, what are those stones up in northern UK? Stonehenge. The Georgia Guidestones are considered the American Stonehenge. However, they were erected in the 1980s. Google it. Georgia Guidestones. If you Google that, you will find that there has been 10 commandments written on these in, I think, 10 different languages. And on that, they say that Earth's population should not exceed a half a billion, 500 million. Well, shoot, the United States is almost at a half a million, or a half a billion, I mean, almost at 500 million. And I'm going, that means that they're out to kill a lot of people because they say that that's where the population needs to be. And that was erected in the 1980s. They started actually exposing some of their plans. I am telling you that they have plans in killing a lot of people. And what they want to do is they want to make sure that those who they don't kill are those who actually, you know, are like-minded like them. They don't want to have any patriots. They don't want to have anybody embracing liberty. You have to be a part of the Borg. I read a really good article the other day, how these academics, as a matter of fact, it wasn't an article, it was a quote from Yorgi Brezhnev. He was one of the KGB ambassadors here in America, and he basically stated that these academics and these elites that are promoting all of this, when they finally take over, when they finally push us over that edge and institute slavery here in America, those academics are going to want to be promoted, and they will at that point realize that they were just used to basically promote this opportunity for the elite. And there are way too many people throughout the world that want to be in that little, very elite, you know, group. And there's no room. Basically, all of those people will be taken and put in firing in lines and basically executed. He uses the term in firing lines and shot. I am telling you, this is a very diabolical and evil plan, and they have been working and working and working, and I've been trying to give you all of the information that is critical so that you understand this. They are out to destroy and change America. Ron Paul is worried about assassinations now. I don't have a lot of more time because I can see that we're literally there. But I will just say this, that with Trump in office, we're actually starting to see people getting arrested that are creating mayhem at protests and doing damage. And that's about time. It was really bothering me under Bush and every other president that they were just getting away with this, like the Black Panthers in Philadelphia. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless.